Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. It's the season finale of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Winner takes all, and we're going to dish all about it tonight. Jock and Kendra finally are engaged. Stevie and Todd, they're still beefing. And Scrappy makes it right with his friend Casino. We're going to talk all about it. Stay tuned right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, let it begin.
Hey,
we're ready. We're going to have a great show today.
Hey.
It's the end, but you guys, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. It's been a long season. It's about to be over, but we cannot wait to talk about the conclusion of everything that's been going on with Love and Hip Hop. I am your host, Miss Conversation Peace, along with my girl, Anisha, who always has the take.
Yes, you already know I'm here. Let's go, you guys. You guys are making me happy now.
Oh, yes. And before we get started, I just want to shout out some of our loyal commenters, because you guys have been holding us down each and every week. And that goes to Carl Walton, Candice Ginyard, and Jennifer Macias. Thank you so much for commenting last week. We have some news and gossip. We have guests at bar, of course, and some trending tweets. So stay tuned to the end, because we're going to get into all this juiciness that was season 8 of Love and Hip Hop. So overall, what do you think about this conclusion of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
This was really nice. Like, honestly, I got both my drama and I got my, you know, sweet little moments up in there, you know. And you kind of made my day too with your tears. So
I did cry. Love you guys. And just seeing all the love, everybody was just like, it seems like they were happy.
Yeah.
Even with all the mess, it was like, let's make a resolution. Let's stay together. Like, everybody figured it out.
Yeah, definitely. I was seeing some of the people in the live chat earlier talking about how they actually believed that Jock was sincere with his stuff.
I do, too. I shed a tear, you guys. Like, I'm just waiting on my ring. That's all.
I'm going to be waiting.
Stevie, he seems happy with Faith. Mimi's happy with Ty. Jock and Kendra, of course, are engaged now. And Scrappy and Bam. So all these couples, Kirk and Rashida, they're happy. All the single people, it's Carly and them, they mad. But
they still sour.
Everybody else happy.
I'm mostly happy with, as far as Ark, Akbar. I feel like she made the most improvement.
She has work to do. However, she is opening up.
Yeah, and I'm seeing more of a sweeter side of her, which
I
like.
You just got to come to her. I feel like she doesn't like to be left out. That's what her thing is. She's like, I'm the queen of Atlanta. You need to hit me up if you in the city. So that's all she wants. So speaking of all that, Scrappy and Bambi, they have an event. And it was nice because they're both launching businesses or reintroducing businesses to the public.
Bambi, I'm going to need some of them extensions.
Oh, yes. I need some shimmer hair, girl. I need to be shimmery.
Oh.
Shimmer. I love shimmer. Anything glitter, I love it. Okay? Give me some shimmer hair. Kendra says, you can fake a lie detector test. When they're talking, she's like, I miss Jocelyn. And she hears about Carly and this mess. And she has a little issue with Carly, too, because that's Jock's old little thing. But she says Carly could be lying about this lie detector test.
You absolutely could. And I know you guys were commenting in there, so repost, like, your guys' comment about Carly and this lie detector test. But I agree, like, we didn't see anybody give her any questions or anything. And at the end of the day, you really can make up a lie detector test.
Carly's going to great lengths
to prove this story to be false that Pooh said. Okay. I don't know if I believe it or not, but Mama D, she's at the party, and I cannot believe she's not causing a ruckus. She's in there calm, cool, and collected.
She kind of has no choice. It seems like her and Scrappy are a little distant. So,
you know, when you get married, it's time for the wife to replace the mama. Like, he's definitely a mama's boy, but I do like the fact that Bam put her foot down and let him know, like, I'm the woman in your life. Let mama, you know, be cool. Mama D. And they're cool now. So, one thing that Mama D was noticing is that Scrap had been feeling a certain kind of way after his accident. And he wasn't his usual bubbly self at the event. And then Rashida and Kirk come over to talk to him. What do you think about, like, the advice they were giving him? Because they're always giving Scrap advice, it seems like.
I mean, it was kind of the more obvious advice. Like, you need to go, like, you know, handle your demons, basically. Like, you need to go back and talk to him.
But saying it's obvious, why didn't Scrap think of it in sooner? The first place? Yeah, like, he's going through his own issues in the, you know...
In the
healing process, you know, you going through your own thing. He has a new baby. He's had a broke foot. He's going through the drama with Mama D, putting him out, finding a new house. So I can see how he was busy. If you think about the whole season and everything that him and Bam were going through, I can kind of see he was busy.
But I'm now, like, putting myself in his shoes and seeing how I would be if, you know, my friend was also hurt, too. I think I would at least give a call. Like, something, anything. Where did you go?
Yeah, and then he's feeling bad about it. He hasn't talked to him, but then they end up meeting later in the episode, and they have a heart-to-heart. And it was good to see, you know, a real genuine friendship, because I feel like a lot of times these friendships on the show are just, like, surface level. But you can tell him and this guy at Casino are really friends, and, you know, sometimes friends, I wouldn't say grow apart, but have different lives. I have it with my friends. Like, some of my friends have babies and a different life than I have in Hollywood. So sometimes we don't talk as much.
But when you say friends, how close are you with these friends?
We're friends. Like, we're genuine friends, but we're busy in our lives.
But if somebody was hurt, would you hit them up if you're that
close?
We're
both hurt.
Would you hit him up, though?
I would hit my friend up. So I don't know what's going on, but I can understand the busy aspect. Like I said, you saw what Scrap has been going through. And the phone worked both ways. Scrap was hurt, too. He had a broke foot, too. So why didn't Casino hit Scrap up?
He was the most hurt. He was the one still getting the surgery.
That's true.
Stuff.
I mean, it's being said that he has to have internal organ reconstruction. Like, he's having, like, all these hernias, and it's really sad to see. And but
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit questionable, because it's all of a sudden, when the show's on, you're reaching out. I don't know.
I mean, Scrap says he feels bad. He fell asleep at the wheel. He was, you know, feeling all right, but then he ended up hurting both of them because he didn't listen to his body. And I think, you know, just being I've been a passenger in a car accident.
Okay.
And I don't exactly know what happened, because it was a road trip. And so I was asleep. And I just woke up and we were in an accident. So for me, I try my best, if someone's in the car with me, to be careful as I can, because your life is in my hands. So I'm not texting and driving. I'm not halfway drunk and driving. You know, I'm not sleeping driving. Like, I would be more inclined to be like, hey, I'm tired. Like, do you feel like driving? And give you the choice. So versus like, all right, let's go. And then you sleepy and you have way falling asleep, and then I'm drunk or asleep. Yeah. And then we end up in a car accident.
I'm way more cautious now that I've heard all of these accident stories. Because I used to be like the type of person like, we both drunk, but you less drunk than me. So you go in the car.
Let's speak it. We're not supposed to be drinking and driving. That's what Uber is for. Please, people, drink responsibly.
Yep.
If you feel a little faded, call Uber. It's so easy and simple. Yeah. And it avoids things like this.
Right.
I mean, unless your Uber driver is trash.
No. But you can always call another Uber.
No, I've seen Ubers have accidents, too. But anyway. Okay. Akbar is also trying to make things right. Well, not really. Sierra's trying to make it right with her because later on they meet in the episode. Akbar, she's hanging in the studio. She's doing her thing this episode. She's showing her progress.
Okay.
Pooh is loving Akbar. You know, she's linked up with Hiram. Hiram is giving her the studio time. So she's lit right now.
Pooh would be like me, low-key. I can't rap. What, twerking? I can't sing or rap, so I'm going to support my friend by dancing. Hey, girl, go, go.
But that's not even her friend. That's just like somebody her husband is working with, and she just end up in the studio. I mean, nothing wrong with it. I mean, she's a good ear and be like, you know, this is a good song. She can give her some feedback. Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
I'd be dancing and twerking. Hey.
Yeah. So are you saying that's all Pooh's good for, dancing and twerking?
Yes.
All right. I'm not even
gonna... What do y'all think?
Shay Mack also comes by the studio and she tells about, well, Akbar tells Spice and her made up. Can you believe that? Because I just noticed that Akbar was very, like, confrontational. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't like, no, Spice doesn't like the B word, but Akbar loves to say the B word. Like, even after they made up, she was just still calling that bitch Spice. You know?
Yeah, like, but there's different, I don't know.
Spice just don't like the word.
She does not like the word, but there is a difference when you say that B word. I don't know. For me, haven't you seen that video where the girl, she said it in different ways? Mm-mm. She said, like, you say be like this, happy. You say it like this, mad. Be, like, you say it like this, you know? So
oh, it's definitely
there's a different
a
lingo.
Tone, yeah, yeah, a tone of the B word.
And then there's friendship B.
I guess. Well, they're just now building a friendship. Shay Mack tells that she apologized to Carly.
After how long? I mean, how many episodes did it take for her to...
It's been a while, because Pooh was surprised. Pooh was like, oh, so you just went back on the other team, and Shay Mack was like, I've been basically blackballed. She hasn't been working, but now she's getting back into the groove of things because of the Carly situation where she made the announcement for Pooh.
Yeah, and I'll bet you learned your lesson after that.
Right, handle your own business.
Keep it professional.
And Pooh also talks about the mother-daughter event, so they just having a whole messy little powwow. And Akbar basically is just real with her and tells Pooh, you too old to be going through this with Carly. Like, cut it out, basically. And she agreed. She was like, you know what? I am too old.
And yet she still talks about it in her commentary. But okay. All right. You over it. But I feel like Pooh says that in every episode. Like, okay, I'm going to move on. I'm going to stop talking about it. And then she goes right back to talking about it.
Yeah, she ain't gonna never let it go.
Same as Carly. Carly, like, I'm gonna say both of them do it.
It's good to see Akbar in the studio and to see Spice and her working on the song. I think it'll be a big hit.
I'm ready to hear it.
I know. I can't wait. I wonder when it will come out. Please give us that exclusive. Let us know, Akbar, because I did hit you up. Like, we want you on the show, girl. Come holler at us. Even if you gotta Skype us, we would love to have you here, honey. Let's just get into our fans of the show, because they always show us so much love. They were waiting on us in the live chat. Let them know how much we appreciate them, Lanisha.
You guys, you know we love y'all. Thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And especially keep on chatting up in the live chat. We see y'all riding with us. Lovely Carmen, Cookie Salmon, Cham, Keon King, Michelle Robinson, Trey Money, and a whole bunch of y'all. Yes, keep on chatting with us, okay? And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. It's right there. And if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating.
Yes, we love those 5-star ratings. We love the comments. Yes. We love your interaction with us. And you guys, this has been an amazing episode and season. And let's just get into how Carly and Mimi are still, like, just carrying this drama throughout the whole season. So they meet up at Mimi's house. Ty's there. Mm. And Ty is, like, telling, when Mimi goes in the other room, telling Carly that she gonna meet up with Stevie. She got something for Stevie. Because she tired of this Twitter beef they got.
I love how Ty played it. Be like, okay, boo, I love you. Girl, I'm going to still meet up with that boy. Forget what she's thinking.
You didn't think she's wrong, because Mimi wants to know, like, what's going on. Of course, she's protective of Ava, and she's over Stevie But she still doesn't want the drama between Stevie and Ty because it causes her stress.
But I think that's what Ty's intention. I feel like her intentions were good. Like, she, I don't agree with settling stuff off of text message, social media.
Her intentions are good, but it's hard being in a long distance relationship, you guys. It's just like, when you're in a long distance relationship and then you see stuff on Instagram and Twitter and you like, you know what? I'm about to fly back to America because she been in Israel. That's a long flight. She about to cut up. So that's why I think she been holding this in.
Yeah.
Of how she want to go off on Stevie.
And, like, she does it very calmly, though. Like, she seems very chill, very calm. So I don't see the problem with her actually meeting up with Stevie. It's not, I'm not like they're going to get into a fight, a fist fight.
Stevie is so misogynistic. When he meets up with her, they're at the basketball court, and he's like, all right, we're going to play for this. I'm going to give you an apology, or you're going to wear a miniskirt and some heels. And she's like, all right, bet, let's do this. And it was an easy win for her. She's a professional basketball player. I mean, Stevie thinks he's going to win just because he's a man. He just doesn't feel like women can do anything.
He thinks they're all good for is just looking pretty and looking sexy.
Exactly. That's what he kept saying on this tweet. And it's so narcissistic, like Mimi was saying. And she's so over him because he's not really trying to make amends. He just wants to stir up trouble, even in his marriage. It's like, come on.
When your wife even disagrees with you and starts agreeing with the ex-wife, you know you're wrong.
Yes.
You know you're wrong.
But this is the thing. When Ty and Stevie meet up, he's like, I have a great relationship with my daughter. And Ty is saying he's only around ever so often. So she's a more of a force in his life. But I'm like, you're in Israel. How are you there more than Stevie's there? So do you think Ty really knows how Stevie is taking care of Ava?
I think she does, because at the same time, Mimi do be at her games. So Mimi be traveling with her sometimes too to see her games. So maybe that is what she sees, or maybe that when she's FaceTiming Mimi, or that's all she sees is her with Ava. She probably asks her, like, isn't Stevie there to help you? Where is he at?
Oh, she don't want Stevie there. I don't think she wants Stevie there.
No, but I'm saying, like, she probably be, like, FaceTiming and seeing her in the background, like, is there anybody to help you? Like, isn't it his turn?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it turns out that Ty won, and Stevie says he let her win.
Stevie a sore loser. That's what it is.
He let her
Don't
win.
Don't be a sore loser
do
now.
Do you think he took it easy on Ty, or do you think Ty really outballed him?
She definitely outballed him. Okay? He couldn't even get it when he was close to the net. He tried to do a jump shot, and he couldn't even do it.
Well, when they're at the house and they finally have the sit-down meeting that Ty pulls together with Faith and Mimi, also in attendance, she shows everybody the tweet that Stevie put out as the apology for her winning.
And none of them...
What apology?
Think it was an apology. Like, even... That's what you said. Faith is like, no, bae, you're wrong. That's not an apology, bae.
She don't even know how to tell it to him. Like... No. Like, I love how calm. She reminds me of, like, how my mom is. Like, my mom really likes to keep the peace.
But how are they going to ever get a resolution? I don't understand.
They're not with Stevie's attitude.
So you think no matter who Mimi dates, Stevie's going to have a problem with them? Whether it's female, male?
Absolutely. And she brought up a good point. Like, she doesn't care that face around Ava at all. She doesn't care, but yet he cares.
About everybody that Mimi is dating. So do you think Faith should be worried in some capacity that
he's a little...
He's so worried about Mimi's life.
Well, with some of the words that he was saying, I would be worried as his wife.
As he walked out the door, he's like, they both want to suck my pee-pee. What kind of mess is that? Like, Faith. I would have to slap him if I was Faith. Like, come on now.
I would be like, did you really just say... She probably did, but just not in front of the cameras. Like, I would have been acting cordial in front of the cameras, but when them cameras go off, I'm smacking the mess out of you. Like, you acting like you still want her. You acting like you got three women.
Well, Stevie says he married his best friend, so I feel like they have this best friend...
Nah.
I feel like that's why he married her, because she's not real, like, in your face, like, F you, you B-A... You know, B-A-N? Like Mimi, like as he was getting put out the house, Mimi was livid and calling him a B-A-N. Y'all know what that is, right? I can't say it, but you know what a B-A-N, look it up.
I just hope that it's just like in front of the cameras. I really do hope that she does go off on him.
Who, face? Him.
Yes, she needs to. He needs a smack.
Guys, let us know what you would do in this scenario. If you were the wife of Stevie J and he's like his ex and her girlfriend wants to suck his penis, what would you do? Would you slap him? Would you let it go? Would you just be cool? Do you think Faith is too forgiving or she just don't care?
She definitely cares. I think she just doesn't know how to go. Or she's put in an awkward position. So I think she's just like wondering also in her head how to go about it. Because remember, some of the stuff she was just being brought up. Like she didn't see the post. She didn't see any of this stuff.
Do you feel like she knew what she was getting into when she married Stevie? I mean, she's been knowing
him for... Stevie for a long time. So she definitely knows who she married. But I don't think she fully understand what this was going to entail with Mimi and the daughter situation and the girlfriend situation.
Because I just have a problem with my man having so much concern with their ex, if it were me.
Yeah, like if you really over your ex, you'll let them do them and then just worry about us, me and you, boo, against the world.
Well, speaking of all of that, a lot of people are like just elevating in Atlanta. And one of those people is Scrap. He's come out of prison, opening up businesses, getting a new home, getting on the right foot with his kids, his baby mama. He had a little drama in the beginning when he got out, but he's focused, I feel like.
I'm glad he's like done with playing the little player game and he's actually focusing on priorities. I like that he said that. Focusing on priorities.
That's what's important when you're a grown person. You can't be out here just playing games all the time because he basically been with a lot of the women on this cast, including Sierra. But Sierra's kind of using him just to make BK jealous. Okay. Which it worked.
And it worked, I must say.
I'm about to do that. That's what you gotta do. Make these boys jealous. Make
Listen,
these boys
it
jealous,
don't work for
honey.
All men now.
What, jealousy?
Not for all men, like getting back together with them and everything. Some men just want a grown woman that don't play all these games. Men. All
right. Well, Scrap.
I'm not talking about boys.
Has opened up a new restaurant. It's called Seafood and Things. It sounds good. He had
it
a few
good.
Friends come over and taste test it. Kirk.
It looked good.
They said it was good.
I'm
they
not
said
even
it was
gonna lie.
Fire. Jock in his hair. The lime green mohawk. It's a lime green mohawk perm. You know how most of the time you had a mohawk and it's like up like that with the hairspray? His was kind of laying flat. He didn't have hairspray in his mohawk. I don't understand. What happened?
You always on Jock's hair.
Because it looks so crazy.
Who For someone that owns a salon and everything, yeah.
Did Sharonda do his hair? She messed him up on purpose.
I would.
And
you fired me.
And then Kendra, she loves... That's why you got to stay with Kendra, because she loves you through all the hairstyles and the drama.
Unconditional love.
Right. She doesn't even judge you.
Jocelle all.
Shay Mack pulls up also to do the taste test, and she gets the DJ gig. She's gonna work with Kirk at his event. Can you believe that? Kirk said he believes in second chances.
Nothing I'm more. Sure he does. I'm sure he believes in second, third, fourth. Give me 100 chances. I'm sure he believes in all of it.
But then Scrap sees that Jock is really sad. He lost Kendra. He's sad.
That was actually really cute. Like, I love their conversation.
I know, and it was so cute to see how Scrappy was like, I got something that's going to put a smile on your face. She missed Jocelle.
Kendra,
I miss Jocelle.
She didn't even say all that, okay? She
no,
said
she
it
did.
Once.
She did say it.
No, but she it wasn't didn't. Like how he was. He was making it seem like she said it a billion times.
Well, anything to get the lovebirds back in the nest, you know.
Aww.
So another business that's opening, Kirk and Rashida's new bistro. What do you think?
I think that, like what we discussed last week, that's the meetings and stuff that they should be doing, Rashida and Kirk.
Just open up business after
just
business.
Just business instead of going around doing like marriage counseling.
Yeah, basically.
They should be doing going around talking about how to start a business.
Yeah.
They should do that.
Well, Jock is there at that event as well. And Shekinah, she's feeling bad. He doesn't look all sad and stuff, but she's like, friend, what can I do to help? And he gives her the game plan, and she promises to keep the secret. And I think she's being good messy, like she said. She's good messy now.
This is what we do well. I like good messy, too, okay?
And we also see that Sierra and BK are just, oh, my God, get a room. They're kissing each other down, and then she comes to the table like, I'm going to Paris on my birthday.
I want to know what you guys think, too, of BK and Sierra, because for me... I know couples go up and down, but they seemed really toxic. Like,
I mean, the only toxic thing that I saw is when he came and she had the dog, and he was like, she slammed the door in his face, basically that time.
Not even before that.
Which one?
When they both just cheating on each other. I feel like they just hurt each other.
Like, he cheat on you, you cheat on him back, y'all get it together. No. Then he. No.
What relationship
is strictly smooth sailing the whole time? Have you ever been in a relationship like that?
A relationship could be rocky, but there are certain things, just like what Bambi said, you cannot let it slide, okay?
Well, they're going to start figure skating. Okay, they're going to do figure eight in a twirl. What are they called?
The twirl.
You know when they jump up in the air?
You got it right? Like a little twirl in the air.
No, it's a special name. Live chat, help us.
I don't know no figure skating.
It's called a double axle or something like that, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know the little twirl with the figure skaters. But we find out what Jock told Shekinah. He told her to get Kendra out the house because she's been sad and, you know, in her hotel room missing Jocelyn, and she's doing good by taking her to this masquerade party, but she doesn't know that all the people in the mask are her family. How does she not recognize
that? Her family and friends. Yeah, that was actually
so cute.
Sweet.
That's when the tears start falling. I just love grand gestures. And love, and just the sincerity. Like, she felt it. Everybody felt it. Her mom was there. Her family was there. Scrap is like, yeah, you better get on that knee. And it's just good to have friends who are also in happy relationships to just help you guys figure it out. Because, you know, when you have a guy that's, like, got all single friends, they're going to be taking him to the strip club and stuff. That's what happened to Kirk in the hot tub with Benzino. So you need your man to be in a friendship with those guys who are level-headed and...
like Scrappy. Well, now, with Bambi.
Ladies, we got to put our foot down. It's a hot girl summer. Let them know. City Boys, 0. Hot girls, 10. Okay? We back in the game. Love is winning, because I've seen like 5 couples happy at the end of the show. So
for real. And then with Jock and Kendra, like, I was against it at first, but honestly this episode made me actually very happy for them. Like,
you were against it, Kendra? Yeah, and Jock,
because Jock was doing too much and I was over it. I think I get over things more quickly. Like,
I think a guy would cut you off what you will allow. So you definitely have to put your foot down. She did the right thing. She moved out. She And you know what else I noticed and that I'm going to use in my life? I'm not going to be so angry. Like how Mimi is, and she's like, F-U-B-A-N. Kendra was like, Jocelyn, I don't like how you did that. And I'm moving out. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to be classy, move out. You know what I mean? Until we get it right. You know, instead of like... She's doing crazy stuff.
She did the key thing. She made him actually feel that, like, no, you could lose me.
Yes.
When a guy doesn't think, like, he could lose you, he could get you like this.
Yes.
Then they start doing the same thing. But when they actually think that they could lose you and start seeing that, that's when they get themselves together.
Yes. So do you guys feel the sincerity in Jock's proposal? Do you feel like he's ready to get married after all the stuff he's been doing at the salon? With Sharonda, we don't know what's going on. Allegedly, he was doing some flirting. Do you think he's ready now that Kendra let him, you know, have the doghouse treatment? She put him in a doghouse, and now they're getting married.
Girl, yes. Let us know, you guys. But I do got to shout out June Clemens for saying BK and Sierra are toxic, like the Joker and Harley Quinn. Well, I like the Joker and Harley Quinn. Even though they toxic, they at least cute together.
Oh, Lord. We hope it works out for Sierra and BK. Everyone looks happy. Stevie's married. Jock is happily engaged. Mimi is in love. Carly's in denial still, but she's going through this IVF process still.
She still
with
wants the baby.
But she says she's not going to implant it unless her and Mo are right. So I'm glad she's waiting for that. Because some people would just jump the gun and just be like, let's just have this baby. But I don't think she wants to be a single mom.
Yeah, but I don't think I would even go through that process. I don't know. For me, I wouldn't even. I think what, for me, when I cut off, I cut off.
Right. Mo hasn't even been back. So I need to see more of him trying like Jock. Like Carly cut him off, I feel like. And he's not showing the same effort like a Jock. So I don't think it's the right situation for her. Because your man has to fight for you just like you fight for him.
Amen to that. I know that's right. I know that's right.
We fighting for each other.
We
don't
give the
nothing.
Same energy. I'm not about to give more energy than you.
Exactly. And you know what time it is?
What time is it, girl?
It's time for Guess That Bomb. It's our special segment.
It's time for me to cheat.
And this is my favorite part of the show because this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and Lanisha has to guess the artist and the name of the song. I don't know if she's going to be able to do it, but these are some of the hot songs that are out right now. So are you ready? Live chat, help her out because there's a lot of y'all in there.
Help me out because I don't be listening. I don't know.
Y'all got to type fast though. Type fast.
All right.
Go. Let's go. New wrist, new whip, ride around, dipped. I can see why all these basic O's piss. Bust down wrist, not a bust down. And I said, I want your man. No, I don't, sis. If he rich, why he hitting licks? Nick spending bread, but he still can't
hit. Oh, no. Okay. City Girls?
Mm-mm. Be pleased, Lamborghini keys. Dripping ice, he's getting flown to me.
Is it Stallion?
Be pleased, I want a man with the bees. From the Bay, going dumb on the D.
This sounds like Stallion.
It's my type, sweetie. What? My type. It's my type.
Oh.
That's my type.
That's my type.
Yes. All right, let's go to number two. Okay. I think you're going to get this one. I don't know.
We'll hope.
They used to say to get a man, you had to know how to look. They used to say, to keep a man, you gotta know how to cook. But I'm solo in Soho, sipping Sojo in Malibu. It's a me, myself kind of attitude. Because I'm my own soulmate. I know how to love me. I know that I'm always going to hold me down. Yeah, I'm my own soulmate. I'm never lonely. Yeah. Lanisha,
was it that girl that we was just listening to?
Which girl?
The one that was in the show, Soulmate.
Yes, yeah.
The one that never started with the L.
Lizzo.
Lizzo. Oh, yeah.
You were paying attention. I was definitely paying attention.
I was
like, let me use this song to see if she paid attention.
I heard the song. I just don't know her.
I was like, okay, she was paying attention, y'all. Lanisha knows.
I got one.
Okay. Yes. All right, let's get this last one.
Okay.
Top down on the dawn like I'm used to it. Praying you make it home like I'm used to it. Praying like you make it home. I got used to it. Top down on the dawn. I'm used to it.
Well, that's horrible.
I realize we can rule the world. Top down on the dawn like I'm used to it. Praying you make it home like I'm used to it. You made it home. I got used to it.
Oh,
top
I don't
down
know.
On the dawn, I'm
it
used
sounds
to
familiar,
it.
But I won't know the title.
It's Rule the World by 2 Chainz and Ariana Grande. Hey. I mean, you listen to radio,
it sounds familiar.
Did you listen to the song? You know
I
what
heard
song
the song.
Song.
I heard the song.
You just don't know the lyrics.
Yes.
All right. You guys,
I don't be knowing lyrics.
Thank you so much for listening to Guess That Bar. We have some trending tweets because you guys have been tweeting about the show and we pulled the juiciest tweets from those live watching the show. So let's get into it. I Kick True says, I love me some Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, but Breakfast Club interviewing a drunk who abuses her 11-year-old on the same platform as presidential candidates is kind of lame. And don't hit me with the for the culture BS. Tommy is a mess. So Tommy was on a Breakfast Club today and they wasn't having it.
I want to say that about Tommy. Gives her a chance to like set her own story straight.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I feel like people don't know her life.
People weren't feeling her on there. But Raina R says, Love & Hip Hop ATL is so dead this season. yeah. What do you think about the season overall? Do you think we got enough juiciness?
I feel like it was good this season. I feel like we talked about some more important issues besides Carly's butt. That was not important.
Yeah, that was the only thing I felt dragged on and on and on and on.
If they would have took that out, I would have felt better about it, about the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Pooh needed something to do, but Big M1321, Rashida be on some, oh, let's keep the peace, but low-key, she likes the drama. What you think? You think low-key, she really does. Messy?
I think if she really wanted to stop the mess, she would stop inviting people in certain places and knowing things. I feel like that with a lot of these cast members.
Yeah, she invited Pooh knowing at the mother-daughter dinner that Pooh wasn't going to act right. She knew it. She didn't act right in Trinidad.
She knew Carly was going to act right.
Girl.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
That was so dramatic. Jersey's View says, tonight does not seem like the finale of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. This season was definitely whack. Ooh. They are usually better than this. Maybe they need to just bring Jocelyn back. We missing Jocelyn.
Oh, I'm down for that.
The Puerto Rican princess.
We're definitely missing some Jocelyn.
I miss Puerto Rican princess. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Come back, boo.
I definitely agree with that. We need some Jocelyn to put some people in their place. I'm sure she would make this a hella good season.
All right. We got some news and gossip for you. You ready? Breaking news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Ooh, wee. So, coming up is the reunion. And Miss Pooh, she's out here still trying to secure her spot on the show. Because, you know, when you're a newbie, you got to do extra. You got to try extra hard to make it to the next season. She's trying to make the season 9, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So it turns out that she took a lie detector test to combat the test that Carly supposedly took. Now, she says, you can see me hooked up to a machine. Did Carly get hooked up to a machine? And she said her results state that what she was saying was correct. So who's lying?
Pause. This is the same girl that says she's done with the messiness. She's done with this whole conversation.
Look at her. She is in the room getting tested. And like we said, Kendra says you can beat a lie detector test. So are they even worth your time? Like, do we still do that?
What's the point? I'm over it. Like, are y'all over it? I'm over this.
Yeah. Well,
if it happened.
I did catch a snippet of the preview of the reunion, which will be showing next week. Sierra pulled out her own receipts because she said,
that
Pooh had been digging around. So she decided to dig around and find out some information on Pooh. She just didn't know when she was going to reveal it. So turns out she revealed it on the reunion, honey. And guess what she said, child? She dropped some tea, honey. She said that Pooh is not married to Hiram. She is, yes, she is a former prostitute. And it's public record when you're married. And she said she looked her up and she didn't see nothing. And she stated her full name and just like, you are not Miss Hicks, Pooh.
Oh, she brought the tea.
So we got to see what Pooh is going to say in rebuttal to this. Turns out Sierra's allegedly saying she's not married. I don't know how that could be possible.
It's about to be a girl fight.
I don't know how that happened, honey. I don't know. But guess who else was on interview today?
Who?
Tommy.
Oh, we were just talking about her?
She just got out about a week ago. She ended up on a Breakfast Club and fresh out of the big house. And she's saying a lot of things. She's talking about, one, she's going to move to California. She needs a brand new life. She's starting over. She's been sober. She's spent four months in jail. for allegedly assaulting her daughter, which she said she didn't do. She said she basically was disciplining her, but the reports were a little bit exaggerated. Mm. And she says that she has a great relationship with her daughter. The way that she ended up in jail was because her daughter basically was saying that her mom had picked her up and I'm sorry, cooked her breakfast and took her to school, and she was supposed to not be around her daughter. So that's the reason that she got the stalking charge of stalking her own daughter.
I don't know. This is too much, and I feel like I need more proof, and I want to hear from the daughter.
Exactly. A lot of people were saying that they don't know if her story is adding up. She also talked about the scrap kiss. She said she was just happy to see him after being in jail for so long, and it wasn't that she wanted him again or anything like that. She was just showing him love. Also, she also discussed she's not technically off the show, so she's taking time to rebuild with her family and rebuild her life. However, the show Mona, they haven't officially let her go, so she still possibly could come back.
Yeah, I do remember her saying it was more like people just saying that she's off the show, but the show hasn't officially said that. So
do you think she would bring more to the show? Do you think if she was there this season and not in jail,
she brings a lot to the show. She brings a lot of fights to the show.
I feel like it's kind of crazy how Scrap got out and she went in. I feel like if she would have been on the show, if she wouldn't have been in jail, it would have been way more with the Scrap, Moniece, all that Sierra situation.
I do want another season of seeing Tommy, because I just want to see how this all unfolds.
All right. Well, let's get into our predictions. What's going to happen on the reunion, honey?
Predictions.
Okay. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of drama.
Do you think it's going to come out with this lie detector test? Are we going to find out that Carly did it on the sheets?
I've seen people actually start doing that now, actually start bringing lie detector tests on the reunion shows. So I'm hoping that they do that and get them hooked up on the show.
All right. My prediction is Pooh possibly won't come back. Tommy will come back. Jock and Kendra are going to get married. Carly will not be invited. Yeah, it's done. He's going to be a good man to Kendra as well as Scrappy and Kirk. I think they're going to start a new club. I don't know if it's going to be... What would be the alternative to the Creep Squad? Like
they all broke up.
No, I'm saying the alternative, because now they're good men. They're married and they're loving their woman.
Not all the Creep Squad are love. Some of the Creep Squad are still creeping.
All right, guys. Let us know what you think is going to happen on the reunion. Leave us a comment, like, subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can find me on Instagram at M-I-S-S Conversation Peace. And Lanisha, where can they find you?
You guys can find me everywhere at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And next week, we have a special guest from Love & Hip Hop, former seasons. You guys cannot miss it. Tune in. Bridget Kelly will be in the building with us. I'm so excited. You guys, see you next week. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.